poll, majority disapprove of Nancy Pelosi, most unpopular congressional leader. By Hannah Blow on May 11, 2022. Most Americans disapprove of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who stands as the most unpopular congressional leader, a Rasmussen Report survey released Wednesday found. The 82-year-old congresswoman is the most unpopular among congressional leaders, as 60% find her unfavorable. Among those, 50% find her very unfavorable. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, fares slightly better, although 53% also find him unfavorable. 58% find Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, unfavorable, and a plurality. 41% find House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, unfavorable as well. Independents, particularly, are sour on Pelosi, as 63% find her unfavorable, as do 34% of Democrats and 83% of Republicans. As might be expected, more Democrats, 63%, than Republicans, 14%, or voters not affiliated with either major party, 29%, have a favorable impression of Pelosi. However, 34% of Democrats view Pelosi unfavorably, including 23% who have a very unfavorable opinion of their party's House leader. 83% of Republicans and 63% of unaffiliated voters have an unfavorable impression of Pelosi. Like Pelosi, Schumer generates much higher unfavorables than his GOP counterpart, especially among unaffiliated voters. 67% of Republicans, 19% of Democrats and 48% of unaffiliated voters have a very unfavorable impression of Schumer. 52% of Democrats, 22% of Republicans and 33% of unaffiliated voters have a very unfavorable impression of McConnell. The survey, taken April 26 to 27, 2022, among 1,000 likely voters, has a +/3% margin of error. Both Pelosi and Schumer made waves last month after holding a joint press conference, where they denied responsibility for rising gas prices, which hit another record high on Tuesday. Rather, the two placed the blame primarily on oil and gas companies. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, refused to cast any blame on his own party, blaming Russia and coronavirus-related supply chain issues for the high prices. Americans know that Russia's unprovoked, vicious, nasty, bitter invasion of Ukraine has led to higher prices at the pump. They know that COVID-related supply issues have caused shortages at a time when demand is skyrocketing, Schumer said, pointing to market manipulation and price gouging, which he said big oil companies are using to cash in. He later cited vague survey data, claiming that Americans place the blame on market manipulation and big oil. "No. I don't think the public is blaming Democrats," Pelosi said. "I think they're blaming oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry. Watch."